for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Yes, I got an offer for a free item, and all I had to pay was the shipping and handling. And then you guys turned around and billed me $56.95 for the item.
Okay, can I get your zip code so I can pull up the account?
93446.
And your first and last name?
Paula Mazzi, M-A-Z-Z-I.
Okay, ma'am, can you spell the last name one more time? P-A-U-L-A.
M as in Matt. M-A-Z-Z-I.
N-A-N-Z.
Z as in zebra. No, M-A, Z as in zebra, Z as in zebra, I.
N-A-Z-Z-I. Okay, ma'am, and did you just place this order?
No, I placed it on January 1st.
Okay, can you provide the first six digits and the last four digits of the card that has been charged?
The first six digits?
Yes, ma'am, and then the last four.
It is 414398 are the first six, and 1263 are the last four.
Okay, I did find that account. And for security purposes, can you go ahead and verify your address?
Which one, my shipping or billing address?
The zip code affiliated with 93446.
105 Santa Ynez Avenue, Paso Robles, California.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see here that you paid shipping and handling of $10.95 for a spy camera pin. So that was a free welcoming gift into our Factory Direct Savings store. You stated in the terms and conditions that by ordering that, you'd be enrolled in our Gadget Club with a monthly subscription fee of $54.94, and you'd also receive a $125 gift card every month that you're enrolled to get other gadgets like that spy pen.
I didn't enroll in any program. It was a free gift offer from Walmart.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. In the terms and conditions, when you pay that shipping and handling, it stated that you were going to be enrolled in our Gadget Club with that monthly subscription fee.
I didn't see anything like that when I read that.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize if you overlooked those terms and conditions. I can go ahead and get the account canceled out for you and issue a 35% refund.
A what?
A 35% refund.
A 35% refund? Let me call you back because I screenshotted the whole agreement. And let me go back and read it because I don't think it says anything like that.
Okay, ma'am.
And I'll send it to your company.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer service. You're free to call us back anytime. I hope you have a good day.